Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another TV season review. This is going to be for the first and currently only and limited season or series of Adolescence on Netflix. I'm your host Matthew, and let's jump to our rating system. Now I'm going to do things here slightly differently, but let's get our rating system choice out of the way first. We've got strong must-see, don't skip, possible skip, skip, and hard skip. Okay, strong must-see in a 10 out of 10. I'll talk about the show and its, you know, actual qualities in terms of writing, directing, acting, all those sorts of things. There's two angles that I really want to approach this sort of review from, and also approach the sort of recommendation part of this from, because this is not your average television series. I've already chosen the rating system thing anyway. Strong must see in a 10 out of 10, which was quite easy to do. I think everybody should watch this show. There's the two elements of, okay, as a television show in of itself, I highly recommend it. Everything that's done here is done near perfectly. And I really don't have anything bad to say about the show itself, like the actual qualities of the show. I think it did everything near enough perfectly, and I have no complaints really about anything regarding like the actual show itself. On the other side, of course, this touches upon what I genuinely think is the biggest problem, at least in the UK right now. Not just London specific, but to the UK, which is, and it's not just one thing, really. It's sort of a collective of a bunch of stuff. Obviously, knife crime is at the top. But in terms of things like toxic masculinity and what we're doing with young people in this day and age. And when I was trying to think a minute ago, like, okay, when I say young people and like when I say something like I recommend everybody watch the show, I'm not talking about kids per se. And when I say kids, I literally mean like, you know, 4 or 5 year olds, because obviously this is probably going to go over that age range of their heads. Is probably going to go over their heads. But generally speaking, at the moment in the UK, because unfortunately, you hear about a case like this, I feel like, almost every day. And this isn't something in the UK, I'm talking about knife crime particularly, it's not even something that you really have to look for. It's just, it's just a thing that's happening, and it's a thing that we shouldn't shy away from or not talk about. Or, I mean, we should be doing the opposite. We should absolutely be doing the opposite, which is, you know, talking more about knife crime and talking more about, like, okay, there's not really one answer as to how to solve this, and I don't have the answer, but And the show highlights what I'm talking about here incredibly well. In fact, it highlights it pretty much perfectly. Because what age range am I talking about when I say, like, because I've said this on podcasts before, like, you've got teenagers in the UK running around stabbing each other. And I'm not being over hyperbolic. I'm not being over the top. That is what is happening. It is happening in front of our eyes. And I could say, like, you know, we're not doing enough about it, because whether it's, you know, teachers, parents, students themselves, social media, celebrities, we're all not doing enough. All of us aren't doing enough as a collective. I mean, I've heard of ages involved in this kind of stuff. I would say the age range is like 11 to 18. Or, obviously, there's people older than that are doing these sorts of crimes, but that specific age group, that is the age you're talking about. And yeah, you can, for those of you living outside the UK, you could say like, okay, well, yeah, what is going on in the UK with like, okay, why is an 11-year-old either being stabbed by a, let's say, 11 to 18-year-old, or vice versa? And it's because of the things that this show explores, and it's because of a lot of different things. I can't just say it's because of this and we deal with this one thing. It's such a collective wide scope thing. And one of the main problems I think that we've got, and again the show highlights this really well, this is spiraling out of control, and it's a case of like, how do you sort of put a cap on this problem? I don't know. Because the problem is like, okay, by the time the authorities have figured out that a teenager has killed another teenager, are you just already too late? I talk a lot on different podcasts about like the upbringing of a person, the path of someone's life, and like what they learn from a very young age. And some of you might disagree with me. Some of you might think like, no, this goes back to kids or teenagers. You're pretty much still a kid when you're 11, aren't you? Maybe it does go back to sort of like, what is the starting age range that we're actually looking at for this kind of thing? Is it 5-year-olds? What was I wrong about what I said a minute ago? I was more talking specifically like, should you show this show to a 5-year-old? And no, probably not. But should you show it to an 11, 12-year-old? It might be a bit extreme for them, but some of them might be more involved with this stuff than you think, because and it's explored in this series as well. Do you really know what's going on in your child slash teenagers or young teenagers' bedrooms? You can't watch them 24 hours a day. You don't know, just because you might assume like, oh, they're asleep or whatever. They might be, looking at anything really. And the show brings it up as well, the fact of like just the wide scope, and it's got, I think it's actually gotten worse because of how many social media apps that we've got. And you've got information that can spread like wildfire very, very, very quickly. You've got the YouTube stuff, Twitter, TikTok's obviously a big one, Reddit, Snapchat, Discord, WhatsApp groups, Facebook groups, and how quickly not only misinformation can spread, but like how quickly that can also influence an underdeveloped young mind. And not just underdeveloped young minds, but also adults as well. You can have your mind changed when you're older as well, and you can become a worse person, certainly. I did an episode recently. I wasn't sure quite how to connect these dots, and I'm not going to go down the exact path I thought I was going to, because I'm going to change the topic within this slightly. I did an episode recently called Snow White and the Brain Rot Racism. I'm not going to get into what I described or discussed on there, because that's a different topic in a different context and a different situation. But if you look at the concept I brought up of brain rot and what exactly that is and what exactly that means, you can absolutely apply the same concept, not the same idea, but the same concept of information and misinformation and influences and how that leads to what I would describe as brain rot. And unfortunately, you do possibly have some of these, let's say, kids, young teenagers, again, 11 to 18, 19-year-old, whatever, who might have that brain rot in them. The brain rot of knife crime is cool, knife crime is okay, knife crime is funny, or any sort. I mean, I don't know what goes on these days in the mind of a, say, 13, 14, 15-year-old, because I'm not that age anymore. I'm actually double that age, which is a bit frightening. But Because even when you look at say the behavior of some of the characters who are representative of teenagers in today's day and age, and you look at how some of them behave and how some of them respond and how some of them react to like being told off, for example. And you can tell, like, at least for somewhat in this series, which kids have been more influenced, which kids are sort of further along in the brain rot. And I'm not talking about racism brain rot, by the way. Like I said, the context in which I was talking about that for Snow White is the racism brain rot. I'm not talking about racism here. I'm talking about knife crime and gangs and that sort of area of things. But the actual concept and idea of brain rot is still the same. It just obviously happens in a different way because it's a different thing. Although there absolutely can be racism applied to knife crime as well, but that's not quite what I'm talking about here. It's definitely a factor in certain situations. But yeah, I would generally, like, for me, I would say, like, okay, 11 and 12 and upwards, because there's nothing inherently like out there and violent on this show, and we are in the spoiler-free section, by the way. Although there's not really a ton to spoil about this show. It's more kind of about the characters than the actual plot. Although there are some stuff to spoil, but I'll talk about those bits later on. And you might say, like, okay, isn't it a bit extreme that you just suggested that an 11-year-old watches this show? There's been a discussion recently, obviously when the show came out, because I'm a bit late to this one. Of, okay, should we show this in schools? Yes, you should. Should we show this in, I think you should genuinely show this everywhere, this series. I think you should absolutely show it in high schools, but primary schools and things like that, maybe not. Probably not that. Again, when you're talking about like kids, like primary school kids, I don't think this quite applies to them, or this series. Again, what this series go for will probably go over the heads of children that age. Again, I'm open to being wrong about that. I'm not trying to be, by the way, some sort of expert in this field, because there's stuff that I don't know. I don't work in this sort of, the young offenders kind of sector, or young education sector. I just have my own views and my own information that I consume, and then come out with my own opinion from those things. But like when I think, and it was a different time. When I think back to when I was a teenager, and in high school, and I envision, like, let's say I carry, not carry, what's the word I'm looking for? Let's say I took myself at that age and all the same, friends and kids or teenagers, whatever, at my age, and you time traveled those kids to today's day and age, because things were different back then. There was still knife crime and things like that, but it's not the same as what it used to be. It's gotten way worse. I would want this show to be shown in my school when I was that age. Not because I needed that show, because I never ever went down this kind of path, which I suppose is lucky in a certain way. I think it absolutely should. I think anything like university, colleges, I even think, just because there's adults there, workplaces, I think should be shown too. So I would, yeah, again, if you want to consider 11 to be a bit young, but 11 is starting to lean into that young teenage life, and kids get access to, or more teenagers, not kids, get access to stuff very easily these days. So I mean, I don't know what the show's actual rating is, but again, I'm recommending this in both senses because, okay, as an actual television series, it is absolutely phenomenal at doing what it's doing, and I recommend it to everybody. But also for the purposes of what it's doing and the subject matter that it's tackling, I recommend it to absolutely everybody. Even if you are, let's say, 20, 30, 40 years old, you've got, let's say, no young people in your life, whether it's, could be young cousins, could be nephews, nieces, kids of your own. Even if there's no young people in your life at all, which is granted unlikely, but I guess still possible, You should still watch this show for that reason. Because I don't think it's necessarily about, like, oh yeah, show this to somebody and they'll, like, change their mind. Because showing this to a wide group of people doesn't have just one purpose. It has a different purpose for each person, because it depends on where they're at in their life and how what they think of this subject as well. But then even if you are, let's say, 20 or older or whatever, and you don't have, again, young people in your life, I still think it's really important to have the awareness of this sort of thing, because again, in my opinion, it's good, just getting worse continuously, and it's just happening almost every day. And I think everybody should have that's where I would put the sort of awareness and understanding into things, because I think that's really, really, really important. And look, even if you don't have, let's say, young family members or friends in your life, surely when you go out or you go places or whatever, you're going to be coming across young people who could be involved in things like this, or going down a p certain path or whatever. I just think if you widen, ooh, I just hit the mic. If you widen that scope of awareness and what's the other word I just used? Yeah, kind of awareness and whatever, then that will just be a better thing, I think. It's been very interesting, and I don't want to go too far down this path, because look, I think I could make like a 6-hour podcast out of this. I really, really do, because there's so many different things I could bring up and mention. And I will actually talk about the show here in a bit. Don't worry, I'm not just using this as like an excuse to talk about this topic, although the show is about this topic. So I will do that as well. It's been interesting let's say these last couple of weeks, particularly again for the UK, with the whole Supreme Court thing with trans people and bathrooms and all that kind of stuff, and the amount of bickering and back and forth on this stupid thing, and pretending almost that that's like a really, really, really big problem when it isn't. And then there's I cannot look past seeing the discussion within, what was it, last 2 weeks or so of that, and how that's been all over the news and been debated left, right, up, down, diagonal, sideways, backwards, whatever, and all the discussion around it. And then this subject, knife crime, is still sitting there, and it's still a much, much bigger problem. Nobody in the world will be able to convince me otherwise that, like, trans women going into a men's toilets is worse than this problem. It's that's just not true. That's just not the case at all. And what I'm talking about there is, like, when we look at this country and we break down, like, okay, the different things that are a problem. So obviously, again, knife crime, I genuinely think, is at the top of the list, because young people are losing their lives. And that is a massive, massive problem that I think some people out there are either not caring about or genuinely just ignoring, and something's got to be done about that. And again, this series highlights that very well. You obviously get things like the economy, what benefits people get, money being taken away from the wrong groups of people, like the those less able and the elderly and things, big, big problems like that. And then all you see on the news as of recently and online stuff is this trans stuff over and over and over and over again. And it's like we're putting two, and it's not just the trans stuff that shouldn't be seen as well. It's a serious thing in one way or another, but it's like it's had the wrong energy put into it, where it's like we're so concerned about people going into the wrong bathroom, which is like, it's not really a problem. And then you can almost kind of imagine, like, people arguing outside of toilets or something, of like, no, you should go in there, you shouldn't go in there because this, that, and the other. And then on the streets, you've got like 11 to 18-year-olds just killing each other. And it's like, can we pay attention to this thing over here where people are like actually dying and actually in massive problems? And how that's just spiraling totally out of control. Can we focus on that some more? And the other problem you've got as well is even when we do focus on this on this type of crime and this sort of situation in the UK, we're so bothered about like, oh, but what colour was the person? And it's like that's actually almost an irrelevant thing because, well, not completely irrelevant, but that's also where the wrong energy and the wrong focus is being put into it. We shouldn't just be looking at like, oh, but the person who did it, what colour are they? What gender are they? And it's like the person who held the knife is the person who held the knife. Someone's died. Like a young person's life has been taken again. And rather than looking at, we shouldn't be so focused on who, we should be focused on why, which again this series touches upon very, very well. It's not necessarily about like, and even in the show when you've got the young guy, it's not necessarily about like who he is. It's more kind of like, okay, you got this, working class family, you got this young lad who's seen as just, he just does his thing day to day, and then this thing happens, and it's like, well, why did a kid who seemingly looks sort of so innocent and whatever, and that's not me giving a spoiler, by the way, as to whether he did or didn't do it. But this idea that you look at this simple little boy in the show, a simple little sort of teenager, this simple little boy who's just going to school, hanging out with friends, spending time with his family, right? Surely nothing would go wrong. So rather than focusing on what color he is or who he is or where he came from, why did this happen? And that kind of connects quite well to the question I always ask is, yeah, why did this happen in terms of, well, what path did it go on in life? When did this thing start? Because these things don't really happen overnight. There's things that just get seeded and stuff like that, that it's kind of, I don't know. But again, as a collective, as a society, again, whether it's teachers, students themselves, parents, police, politicians, news people who are spreading information, we're all not doing enough as a collective, and we really, really need to look at that because the longer and longer that this takes, and look, this isn't necessarily a problem that you're gonna get rid of and permanently stamp out, but you can certainly work on cutting it down a lot. Look, people die, people kill people. That is unfortunately a part of life. But this isn't the normal way that it should be happening, in terms of, okay, again, an 11 to 18 year old, one stabbed the other. It's not normal. It shouldn't be happening. It really does just disappoint me, whether it is, race stuff or trans stuff or anything else, and how that's just blowing out of proportion and all that sort of stuff. We're focusing on the wrong thing. But anyway, all right, let's talk about the show itself. Phenomenal from top to bottom. There's so many things to talk about in terms of like acting from everybody is top notch. If you talk about the camera work, every episode is done in one shot and it's remarkable and incredible, which I think means, yes, it's done in basically real time. The only time you do have a camera cut technically is when you end an episode and start the next one, obviously, but that doesn't take away from the one shot. You're not aiming to do a one shot from minute one to minute zero. You're aiming to do it from beginning to end of the episode. That was done incredibly well. There's some like drone work that I heard being done through the series with like a particular window scene. I thought that was incredible. In terms of things like pacing and structure, you could basically say the structure is perfect because it never breaks away. The pacing, I think, is basically perfect. You've got lots and lots of scenes of people having conversations about things, and you get that basically split over the four episodes where it's, conversations with the young lad, conversations between different officers, conversations between different students, different teachers, and things like that. Episode 3 gets pointed out for, but by the way, episode 3, might be, yeah, one of the greatest episodes that's ever been constructed before. And you could look at it and say, like, okay, the execution of it is, I wouldn't say simple, because it's kind of a, well, obviously not, wasn't simple to make any of this, but because that one's more of a bottle episode than any of the other three, I guess you could label it as more simple to make. But just bear in mind, like, again, for those of you that have seen the third episode particularly, you cannot do that episode in one take without, like, you can't do it with any bloopers or any sort of, like, at a single moment when there's a line that's about to be delivered, nobody can afford to forget their lines. I don't know if it was a case that, let's say, you get 10 minutes into the episode and someone slips up in some sort of small way. It doesn't seem like there was any kind of editing or anything else like that. And even throughout the other three episodes, you basically did have to do them all in one take without fail, because you can't go and, like, oh yeah, we'll keep the opening 8 minutes, but then after that we have to cut. And no, you can't, and there is no cuts. So you've basically filmed every episode perfectly, which in of itself is just a remarkable achievement. And you know what? I'll give credit where it's due as well. I mean me and sort of David and Robert and other people as well. Netflix gets a lot of slack in this day and age, or flack, I think is the right word, not slack. We give them a lot of bother about, like, you know, putting out nonsense TV or cancelling your good stuff too early, or, you know, cancelling shows after a few seasons. Obviously, that's been an ongoing thing for Netflix. And this isn't a show that needs to be renewed. You do not and you should not do a second season, whether it's a sequel or, like, hey, let's take another young person, have it happen again. This needs to be a lightning in a bottle situation where it's, you did it in one go, you did it basically perfectly. Don't try and do it again. Don't renew this show. Don't give it a spin-off. Don't sort of go, oh, we'll do Adolescent Season 2, but it's based on new characters. Because then it will just be compared to Death to the First Season. And even if you had the same people that came back, like Stephen Graham and all those other people, you just should leave this as it is. Because I did read some stuff, I think it was last week or so, about, like, hey, there's discussions on Season 2. Just don't do it. Don't do it. It's funny, isn't it, that, like, Netflix have had other shows that have had really great first seasons, and, like, yes, you should absolutely renew these shows, and they get cancelled. And then with this, it's like, really intended for a limited one season. And then there's discussions about, like, oh, but if we renewed it, it's like, well, why don't you just put that energy into renewing some of your other shows that you should be doing? But this just shows that Netflix is still very much capable of putting out outstanding TV. I don't think it was that was ever really the question. It was the double-sided thing of, you do put out some nonsense and some rubbish, and then when you do get some good shows, you just cancel them too early, but you're still capable of doing things like this. So it's not a case of, like, Netflix is full of rubbish and has nothing that's good. That's not the case. It's just that you don't always renew enough of those shows, and you keep stuff around that, well, I don't really know who's watching some of those other things. So yeah. But yeah. I feel like there's a lot more I could and should say about, like, this whole topic and everything else. I do like that, and I don't consider this a spoiler, because I think it was talked about more publicly. I don't know if like is the word to use. I found it very interesting, and I liked the idea and the way that they used it. That they don't just, like, hint towards Andrew Tate. They actually name drop him in the series. Because he's one of the number one people at the moment that kind of is, yeah, encouraging this behavior and saying things like, you know, if your woman isn't doing what you want them to do, smack them, and thinking that that's fine. And as it gets mentioned in the show about things like YouTube and TikTok and, you know, the social media stuff, that content's easier to find, especially when you are as big as Andrew Tate and you do have the big reach that you've got, and you've got lots and lots and lots of money and lots and lots and lots of influence, and that spreads like wildfire, and then other celebrities pick up on it and kind of like join in on the fun or whatever. Because it's unfortunately the case that 12, 11, maybe as young as 11, maybe as young as 10. I don't know what age this actually goes backwards to, but let's stick with like 11 and 12 and 13. Young boys, young lads, young teenagers, whatever, are watching his videos. They stumble across them. Again, things with a video like someone from Andrew Tate, that isn't something that you have to go looking for. Again, because of his reach and because of the different subjects that come up when it pertains to Andrew Tate, you can come across his stuff very, very easily. He's also just on the news as well. This isn't some, like, you know, hidden content creator that you've, like, oh, you forgot the name of and you got to, like, try and find it or something. Yeah, so, and not to, like, solely stick the blame on him, it's not just his fault, but he's a big cog in a very big system, and somebody who has actually been accused of crimes similar to this show and a broader range kind of within that circle. But yeah, if you are a young lad who's 11, 12, 13, and you want to be cool, you want to be popular, and all your mates are watching Andrew Tate videos, and he's telling you, like, you know, when you're that age and you start, you know, getting crushes on girls or boys as well. Granted, Andrew Tate is more men going for women than men going for men, because he's, you know, anti-LGBTQ anyway. But within that same sector, because it's about, like, okay, your crushes and how you should approach them and how you should talk to them and treat them. So whether it is boys going for girls or boys going for boys or girls going for girls, the same thing applies. I'm just saying that his focus is more how men treat women as opposed to any other gender flipped versions of that sort of thing. But yeah, if you are, you know, 12, 13 and you see a pretty girl at school that you like and you want to give her chocolates or whatever it is that lads that age do now. And, you know, when you do start kind of getting those feelings in it when you're younger, and it's sort of, okay, how do I approach this in the right way? How do I ask her out in the right way? And you've got men like Andrew Tate walking around going, essentially saying, like, okay, if she says no, just smack her until she says yes. So yeah, and for any adults who, or let's say anybody with teenage boys around this age, if you haven't maybe heard of an Andrew Tate or someone like that, I wouldn't. So I don't want to tell you what to do, because again, I'm not trying to pretend to be an expert. I just know certain stuff and have my own views and opinions. So I'm not telling you how to be a parent. I can only tell you based on, again, what's shown in this series and my own opinions. But you should, as a parent, you yourself, perhaps away from your teenage children, or young teenage people in your life, they don't have to be your kids, give Andrew Tate a bit of a look, and just kind of just so that, again, you are open to your eyes of the awareness of, like, and it's not about you consuming the things that he said, it's about you being aware of, okay, when you're listening to a guy like that say stuff like that, that teenage people are listening to those same things, and again, the underdeveloped kind of mind, It's not good. And just so that you have a bit of an awareness of, like, not just, oh, he's a guy who's telling young people to do bad stuff. There's a bit of a wider scope there as well, which I think is very much worth looking into. I wouldn't say, like, and again, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just making suggestions or whatever. I'm not saying, like, hey, boot up his YouTube videos and sit down with your teenage son. I'm not suggesting you to sort of do that. I don't even personally know if that's a good idea or not. But once you've looked into who he is, hopefully, well, you may or may not be horrified by what you find, because I have been. Just maybe sit down with them and maybe like, just, hey, have you heard of this guy? Or have you heard of like similar kind of stuff? Because what we should be doing is also having conversations with young lads that are, and girls as well. Because girls certainly need to be aware of men like that as well. I'm not just saying it's just about the boys consuming this content. I'm talking about, like, okay, women actually being aware that there's men like that around. Again, don't do this in like the exact way I've suggested, or that part's up to you. I'm just and again, the show touches upon this. So but yeah, what might be worth actually doing is just sitting down with them and watching this show. That might be the better suggestion to actually make, because the show will do it in a better way than I can ever do it myself, basically. So yeah, don't just take my word for what's kind of going on just because I've seen the series. Watch the series as well, because the show will do a better job than I ever could. So yeah, because those are people more directly involved in that, and they know more of what they're talking about as opposed to me. So, oh dear. I'd say I've had a rough week with TV. Last of Us Season 2, Episode 2, watching that 3 times, 3 podcasts. Then I, because we finished the episode for that on Wednesday, and I'm like, right, this week on between, you know, Thursday to Sunday, hopefully not too late, up until Last of Us's next episode, I need to watch another show, and then I picked this for some reason. So I need to watch something lighthearted. Although I've got Pixar's Dream Productions to watch next, so hopefully that will cleanse my own palate a little bit more, because I need to make sure I'm taking care of myself as well. So yeah, because apart from one episode of 9-1-1, the Lone Star season that I watched, I've watched Last of Us Season 2, Episode 2, 3 times, and then obviously 4 episodes of this show. So I've not had an easy week for TV. Oh dear. Is that all I've watched this week? Yeah, I mean, I've played a bunch of Uncharted, but that's different stuff. So anyway, yeah, and then tomorrow Last of Us comes back, and then I'm down on that on that train again. So yeah, seven episodes of rough TV, even if one of them was the same one 3 times, because I watched Season 2, Episode 2 3 times of Last of Us. So, and for those of you that know about that episode, that's what, well, none of them are really easy episodes to watch, but that particular one is very difficult to watch, of course. So what else do I want to say that's kind of spoiler free, man? There's just, yeah, yeah, well done Stephen Graham for putting out another really excellent show. I've loved a lot of the stuff that he's been in before. I've not seen like everything that he's done. I know there's a new Disney Plus show out that he's in, but I've seen him in a lot of similar kind of British hard-hitting stuff, and he's really, really good. I think he deserves like a special award for this show as well. Speaking of actors though, what's the young lad's name? There isn't actually that much cast listed. Is it called? I'm gonna look it up on this box. I want to make sure I get the right name. Young actor in adolescence. Owen Cooper. Just to highlight him for a moment here as well. If we're talking about like actual qualities in the show. It says here, Owen Cooper, a 15-year-old actor, gained recognition for his lead role as Jamie Miller in the Netflix drama Adolescence. He was 13 when the series was filmed and had no previous acting experience. Cooper's performance as a young boy accused of murder garnered praise for its intensity and depth. I fully agree with that. I cannot believe, not in terms of I think it's a lie, because this young lad is absolutely outstanding in this role, and as great as everybody else is in this role. Like, obviously, Stephen Graham's got acting experience, and so have many of the others. But for Owen to do this on his first acting experience, especially for something so hard hitting, and especially because his character is the one that's been accused of the thing, and that's got to add so many more like laying actors to it, acting layers to it rather. Does any awards you can give him, just give them to him. And also, it's true as well that like when you're looking for, it's more of an issue with like child actors, but there are some young actors out there that they're not very good. Some of them, I think we've all seen one or two of them, particularly in kind of British soaps when you get like actual child actors, and then they sort of grow up a bit and they, hit a similar age to Owen, and they get slightly better. Don't get me wrong, there's certain adult actors that are also terrible as well, but man, for him to do this on his first acting performance, particularly episode three, I would say. Because I've been to a little, not that it's anywhere near serious of like, being on Netflix or anything, I've been to a little acting club before. This was kind of around the time when I was starting Entertainment Talk, and I was interested in like, the media entertainment side, and I was trying to get involved in stuff. I went to like a little acting club thing. It's not easy. It's actually quite hard to do. And look, I never got a handle on it really, and I would never, try to sort of be an actor. It was just something fun that I wanted to try when I was younger. I think I was probably about like, I think I was in my early 20s or something. It was about 8 to 10 years ago, roughly. So I was, yeah, like early 20s. But look, Owen Cooper could do a better job of acting than I ever could. Yeah, just wow, absolutely incredible. So, it's your first one. Like, that's just wow. I literally don't know if that even means like, I'm assuming he at least went to like theatre school and stuff. I don't suspect like that's that okay, that's the first time he's had a camera on him or something. But yeah, let's read some other little stuff. Owen Cooper's debut, that reads the same thing that I just read. Positive reviews. Cooper's portrayal of Jamie Miller has been widely praised for its depth and intensity, with many considering it one of the best child acting debuts. Oh, easily. Easily one of the best. And I wouldn't really say child because he's 15, although some consider that to be a child. He's not a young adult yet, which is 18 to 24. So, okay, it says future prospects. Following his performance in Adolescence, Cooper has landed a new role in Emerald Fennell's remake of Wuthering Heights, highlighting his potential as an up-and-coming actor. I mean, yeah, if for any acting directors that want someone young as his age, you don't need to look anywhere else because, yeah, just a stunning piece of work. Absolutely stunning. So, yeah. I mean, one other acting performance I really praised, what was it, last week or the week before, was Vincent D'Onofrio for Kingpin. But obviously, he's done that role for a bit of time because he was in the three seasons. Was he in all three seasons? I think he was. And obviously, what's the actual guy's name? Yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio has done like other acting stuff before. But like, damn. Damn. Good on you, Owen. You've got a incredible future ahead of you. So, I just realized actually, like, reading about, okay, Owen Cooper, big debut with this Netflix show, 15 years old. 15 is pretty much in the middle of that age range that I pointed out, the 11 to 18, 19 sort of age of young kids that have been badly influenced or whatever has happened to them and kind of are not living quite the same life as Owen. They've gone down a bad path or been led down a bad path or whatever. So, yeah. There is one other thing I want to say, and I will keep this Short and sweet, because I don't want to take myself down this path. There's been obviously a lot of conversation in the UK about like migrants and stop the boats and all that sort of stuff, right? For those of you who kind of think like, again, there's the sort of I don't know where the suggest this solution come suggestion for the solution comes from, but like the suggestion that okay, if we deport all foreigners, it will automatically solve our knife crime problem. You've got to remember that as much as it is some of, not all of, some of those people coming over on boats and some of those people who came here legally anyway, it's also the local lad down the street as well. So again, the next time you hear like, oh, this 13-year-old has stabbed this 16-year-old, before you go like, oh, is he Muslim? Is he black? This, that, and the other. It's also possible it was the lad down the street or the girl down the street who is a local person and they were born here already. Yeah, just remember that it's, and again, it's not all the local people, it's not all the foreigners, it's not all the people on boats, it's some of them. Because you could look at any group of a person, right? Whether it's men, women, white, black, trans, gay, people with those less able, it could be anybody, any group of people in the world, right? You look at any group of, but pick out any group of a person that you want. There are some good people in those groups and there are some bad people. There is not a single group of people in this world who are either all completely evil or completely good. Unless you're talking about, you know, like Nazis and KKK and all that kind of stuff. I'm not really talking about that sort of thing though, because that's not a group of, that is a group of people. Nazis are a group of people. But they're not not specific to one group of people or type of person is what I think on what I'm trying to say. So just remember that. Just remember that. When you hear about a crime, it could be anybody. Could be anybody. But the question shouldn't be who it is, because that's almost irrelevant. It shouldn't be about who it is. It should be about why. Why did this person do the thing that they've done? Because getting to the question, answer of why and figuring out, okay, why did this person go down this path? Why did they attack this person? If you can figure that out, we can maybe actually start solving this problem a little bit more rather than focusing on who it is and what they look like or where, you know, whatever. So, anyway, yeah, I could go on, but I think I've made my points. I'm just realizing that somebody might be listening to this, being like, "Oh, Matt's gotten political." If you don't think this is a political problem, I just don't know what to tell you, because it's very much a political problem. Which is ironic because our politicians, who are the political people, aren't doing enough. Aren't doing enough. So to end the spoiler-free section here, just whatever age you are, wherever you come from, whatever it is that you're doing, watch this series. If you've already watched it, then great. Let me know your thoughts on it. But wherever you are, whoever you come from, whatever you look like, just be aware of this issue. And I'm not saying, you know, go and drown yourself in content for this issue, because that's not going to be healthy either. Because I've gone slightly down that path and it's not healthy either. But particularly in the UK, it's a big, big, big issue. I think it is the country's biggest issue. Because we're losing young lives and it's not through natural causes. No, nobody's got to stab anybody. Nobody's got to stab anybody. Nobody's got to harm anybody. So yeah, but just be aware and just keep your eyes and ears open. That's all. That's what I would say. But again, one more time, I'm not an expert, and If you want more on this whole thing, there are other people you can listen to that know more about this. And again, there's the series that's sitting there on Netflix. So don't just take my word for things. Go and listen to other people as well. So, but yeah. Anyway, all right, that's it for the spoiler-free section. If you've got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, obviously this is a very, very heavy, very, very sensitive topic. Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media eTalk UK or Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, Man United podcasts. There is no United cast this week because we don't play in the Europa League till next week, I think. There was no gaming talk this week, but there was three Last of Us podcasts, so check those out if you want to. And depending on how certain things go tomorrow, I may or may not do a football podcast, but I'll see how that all goes. But also join me around this time tomorrow, also tomorrow, Sunday night slash Monday morning, for the next episode of Last of Us, and get my, as instant as I can make it, my spoiler-free review for Season 2, Episode 3. If you do like The Last of Us or you're interested in it, we've covered that pretty much back to front, sidewards, upwards, downwards, backwards, forwards, round the roundabout, all that sort of thing. So check out our coverage for The Last of Us, both game and show, on our Last of Us podcast as well. Gaming Talk should be back next week as well. We might have a United cast next week as well. So keep your eyes out for all our content, entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms. Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, and Man United podcasts. In the meantime, if you want to support all we do, of course, you can listen to more stuff, word of mouth, social media. We do have also political talk as well, so if you are actually interested in hearing more of my thoughts on those things, including the recent, not Supreme, what's it called? Supreme Court? Is that what it, am I misremembering the name of it? The court that made the choice recently. I did talk about all that and some trans stuff recently, so if you do want my thoughts on that, the episode is out there. I do a political talk podcast, so if you liked what I said about political stuff here, you can get more of that over there. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options. Look at that as well if you'd like to. Of course, word of mouth, social media, all that type of stuff. Listening to more content, that helps us out as well. For TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk for all your TV and film news. So check out all that as well. And then, yeah, YouTube Entertainment Talk Plays. That's where all the fun, random bits and bobs of the video game stuff goes. So yeah, I'll see you in a minute on the other side for the spoiler section. This is one of your chances to tune out if you've not seen all four episodes of Adolescent. And remember, I recommend it in two ways, both as an important life thing and awareness and all that sort of stuff. And it's also a pretty incredible TV show as well. So keep those things in mind. All right, thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you for the spoilers in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talk's podcast and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for two episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch two episodes of that TV show or
film review, so it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
Alright, it's time for spoilers. If you've not finished Adolescence up to episode 4, well, including episode 4, you know what I mean. You're going to want to turn the podcast off now. I've given you the chance already. And I assume if you are still here, that spoilers won't affect you. You know what I mean? So let's talk about the kind of the main thing, which is the lad himself. It was revealed at the end of the first episode, Jamie, that's his name, that he did do it. It was interesting because, like, you see the end of the first episode, right? And there's, like, very clear video evidence of, okay, he pushed her to the ground, whatever, stabbed her a bunch of times. And even when you're looking at that and you've gone through the first episode and you're thinking, because even one of the, I think one of the nurses says it, like, just seems like just an ordinary lad who just lives down the street and just gets on with his life. That's how Jamie comes across. But then, of course, you learn a lot of stuff later about him. I thought there was maybe, and I don't mind either way if there was or wasn't, right? I thought that there was going to be, like, some other thing going on. And I think it was probably that part of my brain that, again, you watch this young, innocent-looking kind of lad go through this episode, the first episode, and your heart more tells you than your brain of, like, no, I don't think he really, I don't think he did it. That's just maybe the vibe that you kind of get from him. And again, Owen plays that fantastically well. But then you get to the video evidence stuff, and obviously that's where things kind of fall apart. But it was interesting going from that to episode 3. And you see more of, like, the breakdown of his character with the, was it psychologist, I think it was? I thought she was a fantastic actress as well in the episode. And that's where you dig a bit more into, like, the Instagram stuff, the messages between him and, I think it was Katie. And, like, I was really trying to pay attention to his sort of mannerisms, his behaviour, how he was behaving, and how he was talking about people as well. And again, trying to dig more into the why. And I even knowing, okay, he did this thing, because you see that from the first episode, then you go to the third one. Obviously, you go through the second one's more just the walk through the school, isn't it? And I kind of, even from episode 3, came away with the thought of, like, this teenage lad just doesn't come across to me as evil. He comes across to me as being more influenced. And there were certain points in episode 3 when he's being asked questions about, like, how he feels about women and all this sort of stuff. And there were a lot of, and this harks back to episode 1 as well, there was a lot of, like, I don't know, I'm not sure, and these answers that just weren't sort of straight answers, but you kind of expected that in a way. But, and whether it was part on the good writing and the good kind of acting and character work and stuff, he just never came across to me as, like, an outright evil young lad that had sort of, you know, had a terrible upbringing or whatever. It did seem to be more of kind of, because in my opinion, his sister, his mum and his dad seem to have done well by him. They seem to have just tried to give him a good, simple life and, like, tried to do the drawing, we tried to do the sport, we tried to do the, you know, get him the computer and all this sort of thing. But then even as his dad points out later, like, we can't, like, control him. Which I thought I really liked the way that they did that, actually, this sort of, the two of them, because the mum and the dad have the very intense conversation about, like, you know, questioning sort of, okay, did we do something wrong somewhere? And then they kind of almost recap his life in a way, and then point out, like, okay, did we do something wrong here? Should we have done more? And even the really heartbreaking bit where, like, his dad is sobbing into his son's bed and his teddy bear is there, and he, like, uses that through his son almost of, like, I'm sorry is the sort of, I think that might be the last word of the series, actually. This is, I'm sorry, son. And even in episode 4, where I'm watching this family try to just have, they're really trying as hard as they can to just make a day of his dad's birthday. And they just come across to you as the most normal, simple family. That, like, they've all got their own stuff going on, and obviously this is post the son being arrested. But, because there were a few tiny little hints about, like, oh, when your dad broke the shed, what about the anger there? And sort of was there any hints in there that led to sort of toxic masculinity? And then there's a bit where, like, his dad gets angry at the teenagers, but you understand the why he's done that. I thought the show really approached the answer as to, okay, why? Why these characters are doing these things? Like, why did those lads vandalize the van? You know, when you've got, I think the young girl was called Jade or something. Like, why is she acting out the way that she is? And then when you've got these other kids in the school and that they're reacting in their own way, like, why is that happening? I just thought it just answered that really, really well. Maybe answered's not the right word, but approached that really well. Because you could almost kind of look at this and look at Jamie's life and look at what's explored and go, okay, was there somebody in his life who kind of steered him wrong? I think the two, if you want to call them answers to that, is his mates and social media. Because there was all the stuff about, like, the Instagram thing and the talking about women, and there was the, I think it was Discord, like the online group, when he got asked about, like, okay, you've said these things about women, and what do you think of women, and how do you feel about women, and which again leads very closely into the Andrew Tate sort of stuff, which makes more sense in this case, because he is a young lad who has attacked a young woman, and why has he done that? Because I wouldn't say it's, like, the parents' fault or the teacher's fault or the school's fault. It felt like the angle they were going for here, which was, he wasn't completely sure how to feel about Kate. And his mates kind of got in there and did their thing as well, but then also the social media stuff and how that spreads around in his mind and that sort of thing. Because even when you did have his sort of outbursts, and his mum and his dad do talk about it when they have their conversation, and his dad, the camera sort of focuses on his dad, and I don't think you make the connection, but I think it's trying to maybe make a small connection about, like, okay, when he raged at those kids, and then when he broke the shed, like, did his son get some wrong message from that or something? And I wouldn't necessarily say so, but it was an interesting way of kind of pointing a bit of a light on toxic masculinity and kind of, I guess, how the men are behaving in that situation. Or, you know, a grown adult and then, you know, a 15-year-old boy. or 13-year-old boy, whatever. So yeah, but there, I yeah, that's pretty much most of the spoiler stuff. I mean, there's lots of different character bits that happens, but it's mainly focused on, of course, what Jamie ends up doing. I'm glad that the woman that interviews him in episode 3 did say about, like, what do you kind of think of the concept of death? And he almost kind of didn't really answer the question. Because that's the other thing with these teenagers. When I assume when you sit them down and have these types of conversations with them, the ones that have actually done these crimes, and when it gets to the point of, like, why have they been influenced? How have they been influenced? But there's still a big kind of gap to me of, okay, if you're being told or influenced or think to speak about a certain person a certain way, whether it is a woman or whatever, or young girl in this situation, or young girls, whatever, doing something like, being a mouthy teenager, let's say, and like calling people names or getting into little scuffs at school or whatever, there's still a big line and a big gap. And maybe I'm not looking at this the right way. Big gap between that and, like, okay, I'm actually going to take a knife and I'm going to stab you multiple times and kill you. And, like, what that actually means. And I mean, okay, like pulling someone's shirt at school and punching them or getting into a scuffle, there's still to me a big line between, teenage scruffles, let's call them. And I'm not using the phrase like boys be boys. Not really, don't really mean that in this way. A big difference between, like, the one kid called the other one fat, so he pushed him on the floor and punched him a couple of times, but then the teacher came over and broke it up, but neither of them stabbed the other one, And then this idea of in a teenager's head of, okay, if you do go that extra line and you go after this person, and you not only have, because again, there's multiple stages to that of, like, you've got a knife, you've found one, or you've seen that your mate's got one, so you want to carry one because you want to fit in or you want to look cool or something. I should have said some of this in the spoiler-free section, but never mind. There's still a line between, like, the act of carrying a knife, or walking around with your mates who have got one, or like recognizing the danger there, and then you yourself holding someone and plunging it into somebody, not just once, but in some of these cases, multiple times. There's a big difference between, like, there's got to be multiple steps there, or maybe that switch flips itself easier than what I'm aware of. The line between, I have a grudge or something against this person and I want to hurt them. I don't know. I don't know. So, yeah, like, again, just this difference between, like, okay, you have a grudge or you don't like this person, they picked on you or you picked on them or whatever. So you're going to go and, beat them up, punch them up, which still isn't nice, still isn't good. And then, like physically wielding a weapon and then actually something in your mind goes, okay, it's a good idea or I should stab this person so much that, I mean, you only need to stab someone once, really, you know what I mean? But you do hear often a lot of times with these cases, it's because in this series it was, what, 7 times that Jamie stabbed her? Sometimes you hear about, like, 30 or something. Like, someone stabbed someone 30 times. Or, like, 15 times or something. What is going through a 13-year-old? Because 13 seems to be kind of the sort of prime age. I don't know. what's going through a 13-year-old's mind when they're there, either by themselves or with another person, and they're one, two, and they're just doing it over and over and over again. What's going through a teenager? Like, how have you got there? And again, why have you got there? What's caused that to happen? but again, we're too busy bickering about like who should be in what bathroom. So, you know, maybe we should look at the real problems in the world. I don't know. Anyway, I think I'm done talking about this series. Again, it was phenomenal. I know this wasn't an easy thing for me to talk about and whatever. But we've all got to do a bit more about this. But I don't have the answer in front of me. But talking would be a good start. Talking to young people about what the hell's going on would be a good start. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. If you've listened this whole way through, thank you very much. Again, let me know your thoughts on, again, not just the series, but this whole subject. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.